Overseas now, and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will make his first public appearance with his newly minted running mate, Kamala Harris, in Delaware later this morning. Ms. Harris would be the first female vice president, as well as the first black and Asian person to hold the role in American history. In a tweet, she wrote that together with Mr. Biden, she is in a battle for the soul of the nation, but that it is a battle she can win. President Donald Trump has also weighed in on Ms. Harris's selection.
So she was my number one pick. I mean, she was, as they would say, because hopefully you'll start college football, she was my number one draft pick. And we'll see how she works out. She did very, very poorly in the primaries, as you know. She was expected to do well. And she ended up at right around 2% and spent a lot of money. She had a lot of things happening. And so I was a little surprised that he picked her.
And now with all the players on the board, the stage is presumably set for the November election. Isaac Dover from The Atlantic joins us from Washington, D.C. Hello, Isaac.
Hi, I'm actually in Delaware, where I'll shortly see Joe Biden and Kamala Harris together for the first time.
Good. Were you surprised that she was chosen?
She was the odds-on favorite from even before either of them were running. There was an assumption early out in the, in American elections, we start this process years ago already, that Joe Biden would run, he would be a strong contender to win the nomination, and that Kamala Harris would probably run too, but would probably end up on the ticket with him. And sure enough, here we are all that time later, and that's what's happened.
She is not from the so-called progressive left. She's got quite a tough record as California district attorney. Could that rebound against them?
This is the sort of thing where in American politics it can get a little bit muddied. She is not someone who is aligned with the democratic socialism of Bernie Sanders that was popular to an extent here in America over the last couple of election cycles. But she is more progressive than pretty much anybody who's ever held the job before. In the way that it got cast in the election, in the primary fight between her and Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, that got a little bit muddied. So we'll see how that actually translates now that she's on the ticket.
Progressive is now a relative term, and Donald Trump has set a fairly low bar.
Well, that's true, and the opening salvos from Donald Trump and from his campaign and supporters are that Harris is a radical liberal, which would be news to a lot of people who didn't support her for not being liberal enough when she was trying to win the nomination herself.
Do you think her selection was largely informed by the Black Lives Matter movement and the recent and ongoing crisis?
Well, there are a couple factors at play here. As I said, there was a sense from the outset that she would probably be headed for the ticket, if not as the presidential nominee, then as the vice presidential nominee. But in addition to that, Joe Biden had pledged that he would nominate a woman to be his running mate, and he had done that from early out in March. And then it was certainly accentuated by the response to the Black Lives Matter protests and everything that happened after George Floyd died. And that put extra pressure for there to be a woman who was not a white woman on the ticket. But there were some other women who were also not white and had seemed like they were in real contention to be picked. But Harris is the strongest political performer, it was felt, of all of them. And going into a campaign where Biden feels very much the burden that he needs to win, there wasn't a lot of room to think about things other than what would be the most important thing to help him win. And then would he be comfortable with that person being president on no notice should something happen to him.
Thank you, Isaac. Isaac Dover from The Atlantic, who, as he said, he's in Delaware, where Joe Biden will make his first public appearance with Kamala Harris.